Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and start reading?
No, it's just me and you.
Okay.
I'm hoping you're not having problems.
Oh, it's one after.
I don't feel anything. Oh, here it is. Hey, Ben and Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all?
That's great. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Auntie Dot and Kira.
All right. Good evening.
Hey, Malachi.
Malachi?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Yeah. All right.
She's
awesome.
Good evening, Mom and Pop.
Good evening.
Loretta, you can go ahead and read while we wait until any other callers come on.
Okay, all right. Pick up reading in Exodus 10:22, I'm sorry. And it goes on to say, then Jehovah said to Moses, lift your hands up to heaven, and darkness without a ray of light will descend upon the land of Egypt. So Moses did, and there was thick darkness over all the land for 3 days. During all that time, the people scarcely moved, but all the people of Israel had light, as usual. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and said, go and worship Jehovah, but let your flocks and herds stay here. You can even take your children with you. No, Moses said, we must take all our flocks and herds and sacrifices and burnt offering to Jehovah our God. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must have sacrifices for the Lord our God, and we do not know what he will choose until we get there. So the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he wouldn't let them go again. Get out of here, and don't let me ever see you again, Pharaoh shouted at Moses. The day you do, you shall die. Very well, Moses replied. I will never see you again. That was the reading out of Exodus 10:21-29. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We didn't have any new callers, so I'm just going to do a roll call. Someone say anything? Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and jump into our program. We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Auntie Dot, Kira, Malachi, yes. Mom, Pops, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone, to tonight's session.
Good evening. Yes.
We'll go ahead and do the blessing of the Lord. If you would please bow your heads for the prayer. God of all blessings, source of all life, giver of all grace, we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath that sustains life, for the food of this earth that nurtures life, for the love of family and friends, without which there would be no life. We thank you for the mysteries of creation, for the beauty that the eye can see, for the joy that the ear may hear, for the unknown that we cannot behold, filling the universe with wonder, for the expanse of space that draws us beyond the definition of ourselves. We thank you for setting us in communities, for families who nurture our becoming, for friends who love us by choice, for companions at work who share our burdens and daily tasks, for strangers who welcome us into their midst, for people from other lands who can call us to grow in understanding, for children who lighten our moments with delight, for the unborn who offers us hope for the future. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for life, and one more day to love, for opportunity, and more person to love and by whom be loved, for your grace, and one more experience of your presence, for your promise to be with us, to be our God, and to give salvation. For these and all blessings, we give you thanks, eternal loving God. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. And I will turn it over to Loretta and myself with the responsive reading. Step of faith.
Since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us.
Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand and confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And we will continue securely established and steadfast in our faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And we will be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And we will continue to live in him, rooted and built up in Christ Jesus our Lord, strengthened in our faith as we were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We had another caller join us. That Mrs. Auntie Janet?
Auntie Marie.
It's Auntie Marie. Oh, okay. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alrighty, well, we'll go ahead and start with our lesson for today. Love the Lord, your God. When someone asks Jesus, which was the most important of all the commandments? He replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
Amen.
We had Sister Shirley for this part. Loretta, you want to fill in?
Yeah, I'll fill in. In his parable of the wise and foolish builder, the reading is in Matthew 7:24-27 and Luke 6:46-49, Jesus tells of one man who built his house on a foundation of rock and another man who built a house on sand. The group of people represented by the man who built on the foundation of rock is those who know and obey Jesus' teaching. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let you die.
I'm sorry, Auntie Dot.
We had you on mute. I apologize.
Huh?
You the next speaker?
Yes.
You got me on. No. What
you say? You the next speaker?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
In the past, the two sons. In Matthew 21:28-32, a father tells his two sons to go work in his vineyard. The first son refused, but later changed his mind and does go to work. The second son agreed to work, but never actually does. The lesson Jesus teaches in his parable is a person who fully loves God will obey his commands.
Amen.
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 Amen. Our next person was Auntie Betty.
Yes. The parable of the vine appeared in John 15:1-8. Jesus compared himself to the vine, us to the branches, and God to the gardener. The lesson of this parable is we should put our trust in God and do his work on earth. The parable of the rich fool appears in Luke 12:16-21. A successful farmer had to build bigger barns to store all his grain and goods. Once he had done this, he decided he had enough stored up to just take it easy. The point Jesus was making in this parable is we should trust in God rather than material things. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. The parable of the great banquet is found in Luke 14:15-24. A man prepared his feast and invited many guests to dine with him. However, one by one, the guests made up excuses to not come to the banquet. The expiration. The poor man invites anyone he could find the feast he had prepared. The lesson of this parable is we should be committed to our faith. In the parable of the talent, Matthew 15:14-30, a man went on a journey and left his goods and money in the care of his servant. According to their ability, he gave 5 talents to one servant, 2 to another, to the second servant, and 1 talent to the third servant. The men embarked upon the journey represent God. The man embarks upon the journey represent God. And the first two servants represent good Christians. Amen.
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 3 Luke 18, 9, 14. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee seed bragged about righteous deeds, while the corrupt tax collector, who had represented big Luke 18, I should have did 46, way short of way 9. The parable of this, and he spake this parable unto a saint which trusted in himself that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioner, unjust, adulterer, or even as the publican. I fast twice in the week, yet tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased. He that humbled himself shall be exalted. Amen.
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 Could y'all hear me then?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Next we have our kid, Carrie.
Yeah, okay. Luke 11, 5 through 8. This lesson of the parable of a friend who came at midnight is always prayer and don't give up until the answer comes. Luke 11, 5 through 8. The parable of a persistent friend. And he said unto them, which of you have had a friend, and shall come unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise to give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his impurity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen.
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 Okay, the next speaker is Kira.
Yes. The speaker of
The lesson of the parable of the persistent widow is prayer works. Amen.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. We can shut it.
Okay. I will go ahead and read Luke 18.
Okay, I was going to read it. Go ahead, Angela.
Oh, go ahead.
And he spoke a parable unto them to the end that men ought to always to pray and not faint, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not the Lord, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But after he said to himself, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wears me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, he shall find faith on the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Loretta for the sick and shut in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Verna, Miss Wanda, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Uncle Dave, Jessica Smith, Bruce Edwards, Vicki Hutchman, Angela Burns, Valerie Crockett, Rochelle Bessler, Uncle Oliver, Jerry and Terry, Tally, the Moody family, Carlos and the Wells family, Rossiter and family, Uncle Champ, Tony, Sedaria, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, DeMarcus, Malachi, Mary Lowe, LaTanya, Lenny, and family, Rayco, Quentin, Calvin, Janet Williams, Aveline, the Norris family, Eddie Tipman, Charles and Val, Cheryl, Miss Water and family, and Monique, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask you to heal them with your righteous right hand. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Allow them to be able to call on the name of Jesus, for there is power in his name. Right now, in Jesus' name, we cast all our worries, our cares, and our concerns up to you, and we thank you for healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we will talk about our birthdays for November 30th through December the 7th. No, 6th. I'm sorry, 6th. December 6th. Okay. I have Alicia on December the 1st. And I have a Nakondo on December the 2nd. Are there any other birthdays?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
What name is it called? Michael's daughter name, Devon and all. Oh, I don't know. That's December. I forgot.
Okay. All righty. Well, Pops,
Would you do the honors of singing a happy birthday for us?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you all. Amen.
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 Thank
you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for that pop. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our exciting program where we're going to share what's on our hearts. And you can say praises or testimonies, or you can say pass. You can sing or you can say a poem. So I would like to start with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Miss Kira?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
I pass.
All righty. Loretta?
Let's see. My reading is coming out of the Daily Bread, and the title is Choose Your God. The reading is out of Joshua 24:14-18. To a generation of Israelites surrounded by the gods of their day, Joshua declared that they must choose their God, but it must not be done in a Calvary way. He set the example as he said, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Today, as in the days of Joshua, there are many options, but there is only one wise choice, the true God. We will serve the Lord. The God of this world, the gods of this world are empty and vain. They cannot give peace to one's heart. The living and true one deserves all our love. From him may we never depart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Pop, would you like to go next?
Yes. Marie, a little bit about our everyday bread. Okay, and it will be a call to me. God is eager to communicate with his children. He loves to together things that way. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Ephesians 3. What we need to do is to get ready to hear him. Hearing from God is a learning process that takes time, but it is available to everyone who desires it. We don't have to reach some high level of spiritual maturity. We don't have to have it all together. With all this struggle for our life uncontrolled, he is available to us just as we are. Also important that we allow ourselves the freedom to listen effectively for him. During Jesus' ministry, he took time alone to his father and told his disciples to do the same. Mark 6:31-46. We too need a quiet place free from distraction. Once there, I do we know that what we are hearing is truly from God. Here are some questions you can answer yourself to determine if it is God speaking to you. The first one is, it is consistent with Scripture. It is consistent with the character of God. Does it lead to change or growth in your life? Does it lead to the restoration of relationships? Is there a sense of healing? Is there a sense of healing that leads from past sin or pain? Is there a sense of peace, a listening, anxiety, or contentment where once that was starving? Does it lead to conviction instead of guilt? Amen. I reach Rick next time.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. I want to go back to Malachi. Did Malachi want to say anything this evening?
Yes.
All righty, go ahead.
Pray for my daddy so he can be more responsible for his kids and know who is his kids and who's not his kids.
Yeah, okay.
Amen.
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 All right. That's good.
All right. Thank you for that, Malachi. Okay, well, I'm going to go next. And I go next, and I'm talking about, I'm out of the upper room, and the title of this reading is Family Resemblance. Thought for the day, what family resemblances show us to be God's children? Jesus said, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. Teresa's young son came home one day and reported to her that he had seen your friend at the store. Oh, she asked, which friend was that? You know, came his reply, the one whose baby looks just like her, only smaller. My friend knew immediately that he was referring to me. My infant daughter looks just like me. Sometimes it's easy to see that a child looks more like one parent than the other, while sometimes a child has an equal mix of both parents' features. But what about us as Christians? Whom do people see when they look at us? No one has seen the face of God, and God does not have a body, so we cannot compare ourselves physically to our Heavenly Father. But our lives can show others what God is like. Our resemblance to God is not visible in the color of our eyes or hair, but our words and actions can clearly show Christ to those around us. In prayer, Father God, let your love shine through us so that people will see you in us and desire to know you better. We pray, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. Amen.
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 Amen. Maybe Auntie Marie, would you like to say anything this evening? Auntie Marie?
Okay, I'll go ahead and pass.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read the Christian pledge from the workers. I'm persuaded by the teaching of the Blessed Bible, by daily reading, meditation, and communion with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to live an upright Christian life, to practice in my dealing with my fellow man, to dedicate my talents and give of my time,
influence, the teaching of spreading the Christian religion at home and abroad, to win souls through personal service for Christ, to encourage help in the listening of young people in Christian words, and make my home a center of Christian light and love. To this end, I pledge to devote myself and seek divine aid and guidance daily, that I may become a living witness and a bright and shining light for my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Pat. Mother, would you like to hear what you think?
Yes. Well, I just want to talk about my week. I have never cooked since Tuesday. I've been treated like a queen and king this weekend.
Amen.
Nothing to do but just sit and eat. And we ate and we ate. My two children, boy, they really treated us like queens and kings. And it's just a blessing. I've just been full all week.
Just
how they took care of us. And it was just a blessing. And all of them had made it home except the one going to Texas. They hadn't called back. They hadn't made it to Texas. I know that's a long ride anyway. But thank God for them. And it was just a blessing to add more children to my gentle.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. I think at this point of the program, I'm going to allow Loretta to define next week's lessons.
Okay, let's see here. This takes us to page 12. Everyone there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, for the opening responsive reading, Comfort All Who Mourn, I have Auntie Carrie Bold and Auntie Betty.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
For the first speaker, I have Daddy.
Amen.
Amen. Family life. Marriage and divorce, I have Sister Shirley and Janet. Neither one are here, but I'm sure we can get the words out to them, right? Amen?
Yeah.
Who reading the bowl? Shirley?
Sister Shirley reading the bowl.
Okay.
Okay, and then that take us to the next speaker. I have Angela reading the bowl and Mom reading the italic.
Let's see, it's on page 13,
and it's where the divorce is genuine tragedy. That's where you and Angela are. And then the next one is about the Apostle Paul. I have Auntie Dot doing the bowl, and Auntie Betty doing the italic.
Okay. Now, this is me by myself on this speaker.
You and Angela.
I don't see the bowl.
It's separated into two paragraphs.
Who would you want to do the bowl?
She's just going to do the,
Who did you assign?
Mommy
to
doing
the
italic. Angela doing the bowl.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Andy
doing the bowl.
And then the next speaker is who?
Dot and Betty.
Dot and Auntie Betty. And then why don't I do this? Why don't I go back and give Carrie and myself speaker two?
Amen, amen.
Angela, are you going to be here next week?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so instead of Sister Shirley and Auntie Jen, it'll be Carrie and Loretta. And then I'll give them the closing responsive reading.
Yeah.
And Kira doing the birthday song. You going to be here next week?
Kira.
Kira.
Bye. Where y'all at?
Okay, so they probably on mute.
Yeah, I had them on mute. Go ahead, Loretta.
Okay, Kira, I have you for the birthday greeting.
Okay.
Okay, and then for the closing response reading, I have who did I cross out?
Shirley.
Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley doing the bold. And Auntie Janet doing the italic.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Covers everything.
Now, who with me on the italic? Okay, John.
Oh, happy birthday.
Better have. Okay.
Okay, I'll turn it back over to Angela. Angela, I completed the lesson for next week.
Angela.
Yeah.
Angela.
Yes.
Playing with Kira, a happy birthday song. Next week.
I'm sorry, what you say?
Valentine and Kira want to sing the birthday song.
Okay, they both
Kira.
Want to sing it. Okay, all right, then, Malachi. Let me write that in. Okay, Kira and Malachi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not jealous.
Happy
You ready to do it now?
Yeah.
All
right. Okay, well, we will move right along to the responsive reading. And that
okay.
is Loretta and myself. Huh?
Okay. I just need
it. And it's Ephesians 6:10. Loretta, you want to do the bold?
Did I have myself down there for that?
You had me down there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do the bold. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood,
but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Well, does anyone have anything else they would like to share before I do the closing prayer?
Yes, Angela. Our nephew, Ronnie Nellum, will be buried tomorrow, Billy's son.
Ronnie Nellums.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Be Tuesday, I thought you said.
Be Tuesday, not tomorrow.
Tuesday,
I'm sorry.
Tuesday.
Okay, so that'll be December the 2nd.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then I will say this little prayer for him. Father, we know there is no way to get past our grief except by trusting in you. Help us to yield our hearts to you and allow you to flood us with your peace.
We relinquish our right to understand and to have things conform to our wishes. Have your perfect way, for indeed you know best. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I have a very short prayer for the closing. If you will please bow your heads. Father, allow the truth of your dealings in the life of Mary to compel us to a higher obedience. Help us to see ourselves in Mary's story and to say yes to the task you've assigned to us. May glory be given to your name as we yield our lives to your service. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us, Malachi.
Okay.
You said again. You said you Thank you for joining us,
welcome.
Malachi.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you coming back next week.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Have a blessed week.
Bless
we
you.
Love you all.
Okay.
And traveling mercies for all those that are still in transport home.
Amen. Traveling mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love
good night.
You all. Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed week. All right.